It's time for the Phenology Report. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. Simply put, things happen at certain times of the year, and this time of year it is fall and things are happening. And if you're keeping track, and some of us are, we are experiencing one late fall. This may not be our latest fall ever, but it certainly is pushing the line. And yesterday I had a high temperature of 79 degrees at my house, and that is almost unheard of for this late in October. It's just incredible to have temperatures that warm. And as a result, things are delayed. You know, I mentioned last week that the aspens and the maples reached peak of color simultaneously this year. And that has, as long as I can remember, that has not happened. And Joel Rosen down in Mattawa pointed that out to me. And I rechecked my records and confirmed that indeed is not something that happens very often, that usually the maples reach their peak of color and then they drop their leaves, and then the aspens come in and reach their peak of color and they drop their leaves. This year it was so warm and so nice that the maples decided to hang in there until the aspens were at full color. And then, bam, they just kind of dropped en masse. And that happened right around the 15th, 16th of the month. And it was a bit of a surprise for some of us because it happened so quickly. But it also happened very late. So the aspens dropping their leaves were about a week late. If you have aspens in your yard now and they are still leafy, chances are they are big tooth aspen or maybe a cross. Trembling aspens and big tooth aspens can hybridize. But the big tooth aspens, like the big tooth aspens in my yard, they are at peak color right now. They are sort of a yellow tinged with red. And there have been years where I have seen stands of big tooth aspens that were almost blaze orange. There is a stand of big tooth aspen right on top of the hill as you come into Coleraine, right by that water tower. And that one has been spectacular in other years. I haven't seen it this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if it were in peak color. There's a stand going north on Highway 38 out of Grand Rapids. Just before you get to God's Country, there's a gravel pit on the south side of the road there. And across the gravel pit is a huge stand of big tooth aspen that get absolutely gorgeous this time of year. So if you're seeing a lot of bright yellow colors, bright orangish yellow colors, chances are it is the big tooth aspen. And the peak color for the big tooth aspen, 8 days late, 8 days behind. And that is just the beginning of it. There have been a great many more. Now, one of the other things that I've noticed over the last couple of days is in my yard, huge flocks of robins. I have several apple trees. Those in the springtime, they're beautifully covered in pink and white blossoms. And this time of year, they have these little half-inch round red apples on them that get eaten by robins and flickers and ruffed grouse. And all three have been very present in my yard and really, really hitting some of that stuff, really eating up a bunch of that stuff. And it astonishes me. I mean, even if you take 40 or 50 robins, if you took the amount of apples, you'd have a pile of apples that would seemingly fill a robin right to the brim. Like, how could they eat another bite? The other thing I've noticed about the robins is that right before sundown, they stop eating the apples and they come into the yard, and for all intents and purposes, it looks like they're picking worms. They are walking across the grass, they're listening, they're tipping their heads, they're dropping their beaks, and they are probably pulling up angleworms. And I couldn't be happier about that. But it surprises me that they'll spend the whole day eating these apples and then come to the yard right at sundown and eat the angleworms. Like, why aren't they in the yard eating the angleworms all day? But that's not their style, I guess. So, other notes, the 15th, I had my first killing frost. And the 16th, I followed it with a really smack dab killer, 25 degrees for a low that morning, October 16th. That really took care of most of the plants that are frost, that are not frost hardy. My northern catalpa tree, for example, was had lost its leaves, was now bare. Also on the 16th, I mentioned earlier that I saw a red meadowhawk dragonfly. Now, I don't know if it was the white-faced or the amber-winged or the autumn. There are several red meadowhawks that come out in the fall. But here was a pair. There was a female and a male. They were in the wheel position that is connected. And they were flying across the lawn, and she was periodically dropping down. They both together dropped down, and she would drop her abdomen and deposit eggs in the grass. And this is typical of the meadowhawk. This is how they reproduce. But they're normally would be dropping their eggs on grasses along the edges of swamps and places like that, where the eggs will get wet, inundated at some point in the spring when the snow melts, and that sort of propagates the meadowhawks. But this is not the first time I've seen them bouncing around in my yard in a mistaken attempt to propagate. Probably not gonna, if my yard gets inundated to the depth of water that would be required, it will be a significant flood, and you will all be well aware of it, because I'm up high enough that it would probably take 15 feet of water to inundate my lawn, which is a lot of water to put down in a small area. The beavers would have to really construct a dam in order to pull back that much water. Tamarack trees, they were approaching peak color. They're right now at peak color. I had them at peak color yesterday. Back on the 15th, I had them at about halfway. There was still a lot of green, but yesterday they were bright yellow orange and well on their way to their peak color. I would expect by this time next week, the needles will be significantly reduced. This is about 7 days late. So the big tooth aspen were 8 days late, and the tamaracks are 7 days late. You can see that it is definitely a late fall. The other note, my first aspen bare of leaves, 6 days late. No, 9 days late. Sorry, 9 days late. And that just speaks to the whole nature of the fall. One of the things that I always look for in the fall is, when are the hazel leaves down off of the hazel brush so that you can actually see in the woods to like get a shot off at a ruffed grouse? And that occurred this past week on the 17th. Both the American and the beaked hazel were pretty much done. Most of the leaves had fallen off, and I noticed that walking around in the woods, if a grouse had gotten up, there would have been time to find it and maybe get a shot off at it, and especially if you're younger and quicker than me. But at any rate, the asp or the beaked hazel have dropped their leaves. And on my way back from the cities on Wednesday last week, I noticed that in some areas the willows had dropped their leaves. And the interesting thing about the willows is that their new growth, the part of the plant that was added this year, carries a color. And it might be burgundy, it might be coral, it might be red. It just has a color, this new growth. And right now, with the leaves off, you'll see these shrubs that are sort of dark gray-brown below. And then the very tops of them are sort of this band of color of the new growth. And so as you're driving along, take a look at that and see if you don't see that. That's really quite nice. I really enjoy this time of year for that reason. A couple of trumpeter swans still around. There's still some trumpeter swans in the area. They weren't trained to migrate, so they stay as long as there's open water, and the duck hunters haven't forced them out of their little hideaways. But when that happens, they just move to bigger lakes. Petter Gallas, who called this morning and pledged his support, and I hope you will follow his example, sent a picture along from Nature's Lake of about a dozen, well, half a dozen, maybe seven or eight trumpeter swans there swimming along, and that's something that you might see. This all started in 1983 with Carol Henderson's efforts to bring back the trumpeter swan to Minnesota. And he's been so successful that last year the population was over 30,000 birds. And that started from less than 100. 2 years in a row, he went up to Alaska and grabbed 48 eggs and brought them back and hatched them and coaxed them into adulthood and released them across the state. And they took over. And as a result, we have a strong population of trumpeter swans, and just about everybody has probably seen one by now. Big white birds. My friend Kyle Pearson, who works up at Spruce, told me that he found a red-belly snake, a little one, probably less than 6 inches. Looked like a night crawler, but the red bellies are headed for hibernation. This is the time of year when they will find their hibernaculum and disappear until next spring. I've had a red-bellied woodpecker, a female, working my feeder pretty steadily over the last couple of days. Yesterday, I had to move the feeder while I was doing some work on the front of my house, and the the red-belly sat in the oak tree and yelled at me pretty much all day. Where's the feeder, damn it? What have you done with it? And once the poor little thing found where I'd stashed it, she was over there and helping herself. So one note about the horse chestnut that I look at, this is a lovely tree that turns red in the fall. Most horse chestnuts turn yellow, but there is a variety that turns red, and this one is quite spectacular when it's up and beautiful. And it was 13 days late on peak color and 15 days late on dropping its leaves. Saw a northern flicker this week, probably the last one of those. My bur oaks have dropped their leaves, are bare. Most of the color out there besides the big tooth aspen is the oaks, and they are pretty colorful. And speaking of oaks, got a note from our good friend Scott Hall, and he mentioned that the pin oaks, which are a variety of red oak, are at their peak of color. And if you have a pin oak near you, it is probably scarlet right now. They turn amazingly red this time of year. So hopefully you're getting a chance to see that. And as I mentioned, of course, at the beginning of the program, the tamaracks are right now at their peak of color in my neighborhood. So get out and check them out. It's going to be a great day. A good day for phenology and a great day to pledge your support to KAXE. 218-326-1234. Call, let us know that you appreciate the work that we do here on Tuesday mornings, that you enjoy nature as much as we do, and that you're willing to put a little money up to support the radio station as a result. Thank you.